The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly is back with me, our technology correspondent, for another edition of the Tech Takeover. Jess, are you an NFL fan?
I am not, but I live with one. So my entire Sundays are dominated by whatever that highlights program is called.
Not red eye, that's a flight.
What's it's like it Red Zone or something
Red
like
Zone,
that.
Red Zone, that's it, Red Zone.
Yeah, and as the evenings approach, you know, all of the games will be on in the house. There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of excitement for this weekend. We are going to Croke Park on Sunday.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we're going. There's been a big build-up. The scramble to get tickets was intense.
You're a high flyer. You got free tickets, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my bank balance will verify that. No, so look, there's a lot of excitement in the air. I was struck. I got off the Lewis on Monday morning in Stephen's Green here in Dublin, and I saw the NFL shop that's opened up where the Oasis pop-up shop had opened. Mm-hmm. There's branding, there's merchandise, there's bunting. There's a lot of excitement. But the thing that I'm most excited for is the technology.
Okay.
Because if you have been forced, like me, to watch some of the NFL games over the years, you'll have noticed how, yes, sport is a huge part of it, but so too is technology. They have really set the tone for other sports. Other sports now look to the NFL to see how, where, and why they're using different technology, some of which will be familiar to us, others not so much. So, you know the way we have Hawkeye now?
Yes.
Very controversial in some instances, but it's thought that it has improved the accuracy of calls made and it speeds up. There's less sort of faffing around with TMOs and all the rest. So in the NFL, they have 6 8K cameras that track the ball. So every second the ball moves, it's being tracked in real time. Now, the officials obviously still follow the ball and all the rest, but the Hawkeye system calculates the exact distance to the first down marker, which is all lingo from the game that I don't fully understand. That information is then fed back to the officiating center in New York, and then calls are made. This is bananas. We saw quite a bit of it at Wimbledon this year, the way that they've embraced the line technology. Some people absolutely hate it, but it is such a key part now of the NFL and the way it's working. Not only do they have things like Hawkeye, they also have a bit of AI. So they're using, the coaches on the side of the lines are now using Microsoft's Copilot. So again, it's very interesting to see when you watch it. You'll see the subs, you'll see the other team members, you'll see the coaching staff, and the head coach will have a Microsoft Surface tablet, hashtag branded, hashtag on, because there's a big partnership between Microsoft and the NFL. And what they're doing is using Copilot in real time, and the AI is analysing footage in real time to give the coach tips, tricks, stats, insight on what's happening, and then advise them of the best plays, the best calls to make.
I mean, just get rid of the coach.
Well,
is that not where we're going to?
Well, the rest of us are worried about that happening. This is seen as an enhancement to try and speed up the decision-making process. It also gives the stats, so you can see if a player has been hit multiple times. Maybe you should take them off from a precautionary point of view. You can get an idea of where the gameplay is happening on the pitch, because all of the information from right around the stadium is being fed in, which is quite cool, because again, we've spoken about how AI is infiltrating other sectors and other people's jobs. So it's just interesting to see. And you will see it this Sunday if you are going to be in Croke Park. Keep an eye out for the tablets.
The helmets. Yeah. These are smart as well, aren't they?
They are. Now, I know, I think it was on this show a few weeks ago, you were talking about the mouth guards having technology into them now to help identify concussion and preemptive protections for players when it comes to concussion. The NFL has 7 helmet models that you can opt for if you're a player, and they are all ranked and vetted in lab-like conditions as well as in terms of on-field testing. So they have, you know the way musicians sometimes, you might have seen it, they get in-ears made. So when they're doing concerts, musicians will get molds made for their ears.
Yes.
It's all custom. The NFL players now get that for their helmets. So these are custom made with padding for the shape of the skull of the player. There are also sensors built in that are impact sensors. So that can measure things like the velocity of a tackle, or if someone bashes their head, how hard the bash is. And it's reported that since these top tier helmets have come into play, there's been a 17% reduction in concussions, which is obviously a positive sign. It doesn't eliminate it entirely, but it's just another data point that can obviously benefit the health and the well-being of the players.
So they use the kind of similar chips, I guess, do they, in these shoulder pads, these smart shoulder pads and stuff they talk about?
Yeah, all of the different armour. And like, we are familiar with elements of this from sport here in Ireland. You know, the players will wear the vests that have the sensors built in, and that will then feed into the information, not only that the coach is using with Co-Pilot, but also, you know, the nutritionist will look at it. All of the coaching staff will look at it to see how much a player has moved. So, you know, are they running? Are they likely to be dehydrated? What can we do to help, you know, look after them? You can look at their acceleration, their formation. All of that information is being corrected or collated via these chips. And what the NFL has done so brilliantly, because it is a big commercial operation, is they have condensed all of this information. And if you are an NFL fan, you can go to Next Gen Stats, which is an online platform, and you can see this information coming in real time. So there are, like, there's always these novelty weird bets that come up when the Super Bowl is on, for example. You know, like, what color will the Gatorade be and all that kind of jazz. Yeah. People take this stuff incredibly seriously. And so what the NFL does has done is put a lot of that data and information in the hands of the fans. So even if you're not going to Croke Park on Sunday, if you want to get a bit of insight, have a snoop around. If you're a data nerd like me, it is fascinating.
See, NFL is for sport for people who like spreadsheets. That's what it is. It's not real sport.
I love a spreadsheet, but I can't get my head around the rules of NFL. Like, no matter how many times I sit through it, maybe this weekend when I'm there, I'll absorb some of it. But I do think it's fascinating, and it's interesting to see how other sports now are following in the footsteps of the NFL. We know, as I said, tennis has embraced the Hawkeye technology. We know that the sensors have come in. A lot of that stuff has been tested out by the NFL and then bled into other sports as well.
What's your tech tip this week?
I had a conversation with somebody over the weekend who got really ticked off, for want of a better phrase, with the personalization of ads online. So they Googled something. They were looking up a very specific thing. It was a gift for someone. And then all of a sudden, all of their ads, whether they were on main page Google or whether they were on a news outlet, all of the ads were personalized, and they were very, very unhappy. They didn't realize you can turn off that ad personalization. So go to myadcenter.google.com. You can go in there. You can turn off the ad personalization first and foremost. You can also get a bit of insight into the data that they have and the reason why you're getting served certain ads. There's also myactivity.google.com, which I'm always recommending people going into. You can take control of the information that Google has and what you see.
What's your tech rec this week then?
I love a National Health Week or a National Something Week. Do you know those?
Do you? National Hamburger Week.
All about
National Walk Your Dog Backwards Week.
Wait for this one now.
National, this is the second week of October, I think.
National Eye Health Week. So there's been bits and pieces. As a glasses-wearing human, this is something that I sadly am interested in. But one of the tips that I would recommend is that you turn your phone, your laptop, all of your devices into dark mode. So go into your... So
that's where you buy guns and porn, is it?
That's exactly it, Kieran. Yeah, everyone do that now. Now, if you go into your settings, you go into
dark web,
your display settings, and you can turn your devices into dark mode. I have dark mode on all of my apps as well. It's just easier on the eye. It's less harsh.
So it's like a black background instead of white.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So everything on my phone.
I don't like that.
Okay. I use it all the time, and I would recommend
it. And is it better for your eyes? Do you notice fewer headaches, better focus, better vision?
It's just less glary.
Okay.
And I find, again, with the prescription that I have, if I'm typing for a long period of time, which I often am, I find typing on a black background that bit easier. And if you are someone who has a visual impairment, you can go into the accessibility settings and have, whether it's a sepia background or whatever you want, but go into your settings on your phone. There's an awful lot there to help. But the one that I would recommend is dark mode.
Dark mode. The recommendation from Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, who will be back with another edition of the Tech Takeover at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.